All right, this is Derek Warren here with Paul Wapple of IDOT District 7. Thanks for joining me today.
Thank you, Derek. Appreciate it.
Yeah, the season is upon us now. It's the last part of fall here going into December, so winter weather is on the mind. It is changing temperatures, getting colder, so we want to make sure we're prepared for it as winter weather sets in. You are the man to talk to about this. You're kind of in charge of the winter weather preparedness stuff, if I heard that correctly. So what are some of the do's and don'ts of driving in winter weather and precautions to take?
Yeah, you know, anytime there's winter weather, inclement weather, you want to ask yourself, do I really need to make this trip? If the answer is yes, then there are certain things that you should do. Know before you go, check gettingaroundillinois.com. It has road conditions 24/7, 365. It'll let you know if a road is snow-covered, ice-covered. Is it totally clear? It's a great, great resource, gettingaroundillinois.com. And allow extra time anytime you're traveling, especially during winter weather. Be aware of snow and ice conditions, especially on bridges and ramps because they freeze quicker. And remember, please, don't crowd the snowplows. There's three reasons why. One, the road in front of the snowplow is not going to be better than the road behind it. Second, the plows are big, and while you might see the plow, the driver might not see you. And last but not least, if a plow is struck, it has to be taken out of service, so that's one less snowplow, you know, to help clear the road. Always keep a cell phone charged and handy. Pack an emergency kit that has jumper cables, flares, or reflectors, windshield washer fluid, an ice scraper, traction material, blankets, non-perishable food, bottled water, and a first aid kit. And carry that cell phone and make sure and a car charger in case of emergency.
Yeah, definitely. Better to be prepared than to not be prepared. Have it and not need it, as opposed to the alternate.
Yes, absolutely.
I wanted to get into, say that the worst happens and you are stuck in a winter storm, you slide off the road. What are some things that you can do in that situation?
Yes, stay in your vehicle. Do not get out of your vehicle. Put your hazard lights on. Call 911 as soon as you can, but stay in your vehicle. That's the best place you can be.
Okay, yeah, stay safe in the vehicle, and it can stay warm for as long as the vehicle is running, too. So that's the main thing, is to stay warm at whenever it's really cold and windy outside as well.
Yeah, I mean, you know, always take winter driving seriously. Prepare for the unexpected. You know, and once you're in your vehicle, follow some common sense rules. Stay off your handheld devices. It's the law in Illinois. Always wear a seatbelt and increase the driving distance between yourself and other vehicles. Wearing a seatbelt is not only the law in Illinois, it's your best defense if you are in a crash. And please remember to obey Scott Law, known as the Move Over Law, by slowing down, changing lanes when approaching any stopped vehicle with flashing lights.
Definitely. Better to be safe with it all, and extra precaution may save not only you time, but also save some lives as well.
Yes.
I did want to get into if you are still looking for snowplow drivers, what qualifications would be needed for that and the process for that if somebody's interested.
Yes, we're confident with the staffing we have in the Effingham area right now, but some other districts throughout the state might need some snowbirds, as we call them, temporary snowplow drivers. You can check out postings on our website, idot.illinois.gov. Click on employment, and you can see in different districts if we're looking for snowbirds, temporary snowplow removal operators. You need a CDL. You have to pass a drug screening. Those are two of the big requirements. And, you know, again, go to idot.illinois.gov if you're interested in becoming a snowbird.
All right. Yeah, always in need and very underappreciated. So we always appreciate those snowplow drivers getting out there in the worst of weather, because that's when they're required the most. So
IDOT plows almost 45,000 lane miles of road statewide, which is the equivalent of driving back and forth between New York City and Los Angeles 8 times. We have nearly 1,900 trucks available for deployment during winter weather statewide. Salt-wise, how much did we use last year? Last winter, we used 373,000 tons of salt statewide. Right now, I'm happy to tell you our salt domes are at capacity. We've got more than 439,000 tons of salt available, so we're ready to go. And You were talking about Snowbirds. We'll have more than 1,620 permanent employees and about 1,600, almost 1,700 temporary employees on hand for snow removal this winter. So it takes a lot of people to get it done, and we just always ask motorists or anybody operating a vehicle to please be patient, and, you know, we'll get the roads cleared as soon as we can.
Yeah, yeah. Take your time when you're driving out there. Always be sure to drive defensively and stay off your phone when you're driving. That's true for construction zones too, which is what this usually is for.